All right, so today we're diving into something that I think a lot of you have probably heard of, but might not fully understand. I'm talking about the pineal gland. It's this tiny little thing in the brain, but it's got this huge reputation, right? It seems like everyone from ancient mystics to modern, like, wellness gurus has something to say about it. So we're going to try to get to the bottom of it all. We've got a super in-depth scientific article from SS Journals. And we've also got this really fascinating student paper. It actually explores the whole pineal gland as like the third eye thing.
Yeah, it's one of those topics where the science and the kind of spiritual side of things really seem to overlap.
Yeah, exactly. And it can be so hard to figure out, you know, what's real, what's not, what's been blown out of proportion. So I guess, like, to start us off, can you just give us the basics? What is this thing, the pineal gland?
Sure. So in a purely like anatomical sense, the pineal gland is a small endocrine gland. Mm-hmm. It's located deep within the brain. You can almost picture it as like a tiny pine cone nestled right in the center of the brain, mm-hmm. which is actually how it got its name.
Okay, so we've got this tiny pine cone in our brain.
Yeah.
But what's it actually doing there?
Well, it plays a really critical role. It acts as a neuroendocrine transducer.
Okay, that sounds important. But neuro what now? Can you break that down a little bit?
Yeah, of course. So basically, it acts like a bridge between your nervous system and your endocrine system.
Okay, I'm with you so far.
Think of it this way. Your nervous system is like your high-speed internet connection, right? It sends these electrical signals all throughout the body really, really quickly.
Right, like instant messaging for the body.
Exactly. And then you've got your endocrine system, which is more like the postal service.
Ah.
It uses hormones to send out these messages.
Much slower.
Yeah, they travel a bit slower, but they have these really long-lasting effects. So the pineal gland, it's like the translator between these two systems. It takes those super fast nerve impulses from the brain and it converts them into these hormonal messages that the rest of the body can actually understand.
So it's like the pineal gland speaks both languages.
Exactly. And one of its most important jobs is producing melatonin.
Right, melatonin, which we all know is important for sleep. But can you remind us why that is? Why is good sleep so crucial for us?
Yeah, so melatonin, it's not just about making you feel sleepy. It actually regulates your entire sleep-wake cycle, what we call your circadian rhythm.
Right.
So as daylight starts to fade, your pineal gland starts pumping out more melatonin, and this signals to your body that it's time to wind down. And then when the sun comes up, melatonin levels drop, which helps you to wake up and to feel alert.
Okay, so it's like our internal clock, keeping everything in sync, which is why getting good sleep is so important, right? It's not just about, you know, feeling rested. It affects our mood, our energy levels, our health in the long run.
Exactly. If you disrupt your circadian rhythm, if your melatonin production gets messed up, it can have all sorts of negative effects throughout the body.
Wow. So it's way more than I even realized. Yeah. So we've got this tiny little pinecone-shaped gland deep inside our brain, and it's working behind the scenes to regulate our sleep and keep our bodies running smoothly. But now, this is where things get even more interesting. Mm-hmm. Our student paper goes into this whole concept of the pineal gland as the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that it's connected to, you know, higher consciousness, spiritual insight, all of that. So where does that idea even come from?
It's a concept that has really captivated people for centuries. And while we know that the pineal gland isn't a literal eye in humans, it's actually really interesting that in some lower vertebrates, like certain types of lizards, for example, the pineal gland actually is a light-sensitive organ.
Wait a minute. Lizards have a third eye.
Yeah, they do. It's located right on top of their heads. And they use it to sense changes in light, almost like an extra eye.
That's wild. So I guess the whole idea isn't as crazy as it sounds then, if some animals actually have a third eye.
It really makes you wonder if there's something more to it. And humans, too.
Right, like maybe we've still got some of that ancient potential.
Exactly. And it kind of highlights how our understanding of the brain is always evolving.
Yeah, for sure. Makes you think that maybe some of those old beliefs about the pineal gland might have had some truth to them, even if it's not literally an eye for us.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. I mean, these beliefs that have been passed down for generations, they often reflect, you know, this deep curiosity that we have as humans about the nature of consciousness and our place in the universe.
Absolutely. And our student paper actually gives some really fascinating examples of this, like the Eye of Horus in ancient Egypt. It's often linked to the pineal gland.
Right. The Eye of Horus was such a powerful symbol in ancient Egyptian culture.
Yeah, it was all over the place.
Representing protection, good health, even spiritual awakening. And what's so interesting is that the shape of the Eye of Horus, it actually resembles the area of the brain where the pineal gland is located.
Whoa. So it's like they were onto something even way back then.
Right.
And then, of course, there's the whole concept of the third eye chakra and Hinduism and Buddhism.
Yeah, the Ajna chakra. It's believed to be this energy center for intuition, insight, spiritual awareness, and you know what? Its location on the forehead aligns perfectly with the position of the pineal gland.
That's pretty wild. Like all
Yeah.
these different ancient traditions all pointing to this one tiny gland.
It really does make you think about the enduring fascination we have with the pineal gland and its potential role in understanding things like consciousness, perception, spirituality. I mean, it's a concept that continues to intrigue scientists, philosophers, spiritual seekers alike.
For sure. It really does make you think, doesn't it? Like maybe there's more to our brains and bodies than we fully understand. But let's shift gears a little bit because our student paper also mentions that researchers have found DMT in the pineal glands of mammals.
That's right. DMT, or N-dimethyltryptamine, is a really powerful psychedelic compound. It's been found not just in the pineal gland, actually, but also in other parts of the mammalian brain. And this discovery has led to all sorts of speculation about the pineal gland's role in consciousness and even mystical experiences.
Okay, now this is where things get really mind-blowing for me. DMT is known for producing some pretty intense hallucinations and altered states of consciousness. Some people even think it's connected to near-death experiences. So what's the deal? Why would our brains be making this stuff?
Yeah, it's a great question. And to be honest, it's one that scientists are still trying to figure out. The discovery of DMT in the brain is super intriguing, but we're really still in the early stages of understanding its function and its significance.
It's like a big psychedelic mystery. It makes you wonder if maybe these naturally occurring psychedelics could be playing a role in those moments of insight or intuition that we often associate with the whole third eye thing.
It's definitely a possibility. Some researchers believe that DMT might actually play a role in dream states, near-death experiences, even those really profound spiritual visions that people report. So while more research is definitely needed, it does suggest that the pineal gland could be involved in a lot more than just basic biological processes.
Wow, that's incredible. It really opens up a whole new way of thinking about the brain. But I also know that anytime we talk about psychedelics, we've got to be responsible, right? There are definitely risks involved. It's not something to be taken lightly.
Absolutely. It's crucial to have these balanced and informed conversations about psychedelics to acknowledge both the potential risks and the benefits.
Totally agree. Now, shifting gears again, there's a lot of talk out there about, opening or decalcifying the pineal gland, people trying all sorts of things, meditation, yoga, special diets, even crystal healing. So what's the deal with that? Is there any truth to those claims?
Well, it is true that as we age, calcium deposits can build up in the pineal gland, a process known as calcification. However, the impact of this calcification on health is still something that's debated within the scientific community.
So it's not just a simple case of like calcification equals bad news.
Right. There's been some studies that have suggested that pineal gland calcification might be linked to certain neurological conditions, but other research hasn't really found a clear connection.
I see. So even though the whole idea of decalcifying the pineal gland is really popular, there's not a lot of hard evidence to support it.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to be cautious about any products or methods that claim to decalcify the pineal gland, especially if they don't have any scientific backing. It's always best to talk to a healthcare professional for evidence-based guidance.
That's great advice. It seems like there's just so much hype and misinformation out there surrounding the pineal gland.
There really is. But it's understandable why people are drawn to it. This idea of unlocking its potential. It taps into our curiosity about consciousness, spirituality, the mysteries of the human brain.
It really does. So after all this research, the science, the history, spiritual connections, what stands out to you the most about the pineal gland?
You know what fascinates me most is the interplay between the science and the spiritual side of things. On the one hand, we got this tiny little gland with a very specific biological function, producing melatonin, regulating our sleep-wake cycles. But then on the other hand, we've got all these ancient beliefs and cultural traditions that see the pineal gland as this gateway to higher consciousness, intuition, spiritual awakening.
It's like this tiny gland is at the intersection of biology and philosophy.
Exactly. And while we might not have all the answers yet, it's that blend of scientific inquiry and spiritual exploration that makes a pineal gland such a captivating subject.
Totally agree. It's like this tiny little mystery box right in the center of our brains. We're starting to understand some of its secrets, but there's still so much we don't know.
And that's what makes it so intriguing, right? It invites us to keep asking questions, to keep exploring the boundaries of what we know and what we don't know.
It definitely makes you think twice about just dismissing all those ancient beliefs and traditions, like maybe they were onto something, even if they didn't have all the scientific explanations.
It's a good reminder that human curiosity and this search for meaning have been driving us forward throughout history. We've always looked to the stars, to nature, even to our own bodies, for answers to life's big questions.
And it seems like the pineal gland has always been a part of that. So after all this, what's your takeaway? What should we make of this tiny little pine cone in our brains?
For me, it's a reminder that we're complex beings, this beautiful blend of the physical and the metaphysical. And the pineal gland, with its role in sleep, and maybe even consciousness, is a perfect example of that. It's a reminder that there's still so much we don't know about ourselves and the universe we live in.
Like a little nudge to stay curious, to stay open to new possibilities, and to keep exploring the mysteries of our own existence.
Exactly. And to appreciate the interconnectedness of everything, the way that science, spirituality, and ancient wisdom can all inform our understanding of who we are.
Well said. It seems like the more we learn about the pineal gland, the more questions we have. But maybe that's the whole point. Maybe it's not about finding all the answers, but about embracing the mystery and the wonder of it all.
Perhaps the journey itself is more important than the destination. And who knows what incredible discoveries are waiting for us as we keep exploring this fascinating world of the pineal gland.
That's a great note to end on. So to everyone listening, keep those minds open, keep asking questions, and never lose that sense of wonder. Until next time, happy exploring.
Ooh.
It really does make you think, doesn't it? Like, maybe there's more to our brains and bodies than we really understand. But let's shift gears a little bit. Our student paper also mentions that researchers have actually found DMT in the pineal glands of mammals.
That's right. DMT, or N-dimethyltryptamine. It's a really powerful psychedelic compound.
Okay.
And it's been found not only in the pineal gland, but also in other parts of the mammalian brain.
Mm-hmm.
And this discovery has led to a lot of speculation about the pineal gland's role in things like consciousness and even mystical experiences.
Okay, now this is where things get really mind-blowing for me.
Yeah.
DMT, I mean, it's known for producing some pretty intense hallucinations and altered states of consciousness, right?
Right.
Some people even think it's connected to, like, near-death experiences.
Yeah.
So what's the connection? Why would our brains be making this stuff?
Well, that's a question scientists are still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
The discovery of DMT in the brain is really intriguing, but we're still in the early stages of understanding what it does and what it means.
It's like a big psychedelic mystery. It makes you wonder if maybe these naturally occurring psychedelics could be playing a role in those moments of, you know, insight or intuition that we often associate with this whole third eye thing.
It's a possibility worth exploring. Some researchers believe that DMT might actually play a role in things like dream states, near-death experiences, even those really profound spiritual visions that people report.
Right.
So while more research is definitely needed, it does suggest that the pineal gland could be involved in more than just, you know, those basic biological processes.
That's incredible. It really opens up a whole new way of thinking about the brain and its potential. But I also know that anytime we talk about psychedelics, you know, we have to be responsible,
yeah.
Right? There are definitely risks involved. It's not something to be taken lightly.
Absolutely. It's really important to have balanced and informed conversations about these substances, to acknowledge both the potential risks and the potential benefits.
Totally agree. Now, shifting gears, again, there's a lot of talk out there about, you know, opening or decalcifying the pineal gland. People are trying all sorts of things, meditation, yoga, special diets, even crystal healing. So what's the deal with that? Is there any truth to these claims?
Well, it is true that as we age, calcium deposits can build up in the pineal gland.
Okay.
It's a process known as calcification.
Right.
However, the impact of this calcification on health is still something that's debated within the scientific community.
So it's not just a simple case of, like, calcification equals bad news.
Right. Some studies have suggested that pineal gland calcification might be linked to certain neurological conditions, but other research hasn't really found a clear connection.
I see. So even though this whole idea of decalcifying the pineal gland is really popular, there's not a lot of hard evidence to actually support it.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to be cautious about any products or methods that claim to decalcify the pineal gland, especially if they don't have any scientific backing. It's always best to talk to a healthcare professional you know, for evidence-based guidance.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
It seems like there's just so much hype and misinformation out there surrounding the pineal gland.
There really is. But, you know, it's understandable why people are drawn to this idea of unlocking its potential. It really taps into our curiosity about consciousness, about spirituality, the mysteries of the human brain.
It really does. So after all this research, the science, the history, the spiritual connections, what stands out to you the most about the pineal gland?
You know what fascinates me the most is that interplay between the science and the spiritual side of things. On one hand, we have this tiny little gland with a very specific biological function, producing melatonin, regulating our sleep-wake cycles.
Right.
But then on the other hand, we have all of these ancient beliefs and cultural traditions that see the pineal gland as this gateway to higher consciousness, intuition, spiritual awakening.
Like this tiny little gland is at the intersection of like biology and philosophy and mysticism.
Exactly. And while we may not have all the answers yet, it's that blend of scientific inquiry and spiritual exploration that makes the pineal gland such a captivating subject.
Yeah, it really does make you wonder if there's more to us than we realize, right?
Right. It's kind of humbling.
Definitely. Makes you think twice about, you know, dismissing all those ancient beliefs and traditions. Maybe they were onto something.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. For centuries, people have been looking for answers to these big questions about consciousness, about spirituality. And the pineal gland seems to always be a part of that.
It does, doesn't it? So after diving into all of this research, what's your main takeaway? What should we make of this tiny pine cone in our brains?
Well, I think it's a powerful reminder that we are incredibly complex beings. We're this amazing blend of the physical and the, I guess you could say, metaphysical, and the pineal gland with its role in regulating our sleep and maybe even influencing consciousness. It really highlights that complexity.
It's like it's a part of us, but it also points to something bigger.
Exactly. It's a reminder that there's still so much we don't understand about ourselves and about the universe.
It's like it's this little nudge to stay curious, to be open to new possibilities.
Absolutely. And to appreciate how everything is connected. The science, the spirituality, those ancient traditions, it all comes together to help us understand who we are.
Well said. And it seems like the more we learn about the pineal gland, the more questions we have.
Right.
But maybe that's the whole point. Maybe it's not about having all the answers. It's about embracing the mystery.
I think you're right. The journey is just as important as the destination. And who knows? Maybe that's where the real magic lies.
I love that. So to everyone listening out there, keep those minds open. Keep asking questions. And never lose your sense of wonder. Until next time, happy exploring.